Music, when soft voices die, vibrates in the memory. Odors, when sweet violets sicken, live within the sense they quicken. Rose leaves, when the rose is dead, are heaped for the beloved's bed. And so thy thoughts, when thou art gone, love itself shall slumber on. You're listening to CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from unceded Cassia territory of the Gidimden clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in Smithers, British Columbia. My name is Gavin Smith, and welcome to The Underword. It's a show that explores where the old poets turn up in modern music. And today's episode is Percy Shelley. You were just listening to Music When Soft Voices Die, which was by Percy Shelley. And we'll start off with a thanks to our sponsor, Ranch House Tattoo. And then we'll move right into today's episode. I was reading at one point from the book Percy Shelley, The Major Works, which was from Gibson's Public Library on interlibrary loan. Thank you to Gibson's Public Library. But I may have overstayed my welcome on the due date and had to return it. So now I'm reading from the internet. A little bit about Percy Shelley before we get started. He was born in 1792 in Sussex, England. He was one of the romantic poets following some of those we've covered in previous episodes, like William Wordsworth and Samuel Taylor Coleridge. But he did hold more radical political views for his time, including deep distrust of monarchies, religion, and authority figures. In fact, he was expelled from Oxford at the age of 19 for publication of the essay The Necessity of Atheism, needless to say, was an unusual view for the time. He was regularly at risk of prosecution for publication of materials considered to be religious or political libel, and his writings were tendered as evidence of immoral character in court proceedings that caused him to lose custody of his children from his first wife after her death by suicide. Incidentally, his second wife, Mary Shelley, was the author of Frankenstein. In 1818, he and Mary Shelley moved to Italy to escape what he described as, quote, tyranny, civil and religious, in England. And then tragically, he died by drowning in 1822 at the age of 29 in the Gulf of La Spezia, Sardinia. So we're going to get right into things with, you know, one of the nice things about this show, bands that I listen to, I would never, if you had told me I was going to be playing the Buzzcocks in an episode about Percy Shelley, I would not have believed you, but I am going to be playing the Buzzcocks. And that's because of their frontman, Peter McNeish, formerly known as Peter McNeish, who, when the Buzzcocks were sort of coming up in the punk scene in the 70s, they were known for a more sensitive style than contemporaries like the Ramones. And when other punk icons were adopting names like Joe Strummer or Johnny Rotten or Sid Vicious, frontman Peter McNeish adopted the moniker Pete Shelley after his favorite romantic poet, Percy Shelley. I'm going to play my favorite Buzzcocks song, probably their most popular, I would assume, which is Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With. Here we go. This is the Buzzcocks. I'm I met a traveler from an antique land who said, "Two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, 'My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.' Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away." That was Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. Before that, you were listening to the Buzzcocks with "Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With." You were hearing the voice of Pete Shelley, named after Percy Shelley. We're going to spend a little time on Ozymandias, which you just heard. It's probably Shelley's best-known poem. My personal favorite speaks to the impermanence of empire and the imaginary nature of our own greatness within the larger cosmos, I guess. His best-known poem has inspired a lot of songs and a lot of musicians. We're going to cover just a couple. The first is Sisters of Mercy. This was a new band to me, but it sounds like they were pretty well-known in their time. They're a Leeds goth rock band that saw commercial success in the 80s and 90s, and according to songwriter Andrew Eldritch, their 1987 single Dominion, Mother Russia, was inspired in part by Ozymandias and, quote, "erecting monuments in outrageous places to one's own personal power and then crumbling away," end quote. Listen in the song when it starts for the line, "The lone and level sands stretch far away." This is Sisters of Mercy with Dominion.
Sunday, heat of the day. When I close my eyes, when I look your way, when I meet the fear that lies inside, when I hear you say, in the heat of the moment, say, 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 someday, someday, someday.
That was Sisters of Mercy with Dominion, inspired in part by Ozymandias, the poem by Percy Shelley. And we're going to keep going with songs that draw from Ozymandias. The next one up is Joanna Newsom, who is one of the foremost figures in what some labeled the freak folk movement that rose to prominence in the early to mid-aughts, although I don't think she particularly subscribed to that name of the genre. Her 2015 song, Sapokanakan, refers to the original settlement of the Lenape indigenous peoples in what is now Greenwich Village in New York City, before they were forcibly displaced by the Dutch in the 1600s. The song is in many ways an exploration of the process of colonization and immigration in that place, and its very first line refers to Ozymandias by name, as well as draws on the imagery of lone and level sands. So see if you can catch that line and the reference. This is Joanna Newsom with Sapokanakan.
The cause is Ozymandian, the map of Sapokanakan is sanded and beveled, the land known and leveled by some unrecorded and powerful hand, which plays along the monument and drums upon a plastic bag. The brave men and women so dear to God and famous to all of the ages rag, sang, do you love me? The snow falls above me, the renders, the event is in my hand, a god. Show unusual daring and called the boy the
disorder, men confound in Tammany Hall, in whose employ King Tammanand himself preceded John's fall. So we all raise a standard to which the wise and honest soul may repair, to which a hunter 100 years from now may look and despair, and see with wonder the tributes we have left to rust in the port, swearing that our hair stood on end to see John Perry Mitchell depart for the Western front. Where one might count all as one, go out the way the hunter could decipher the stone and what lies under. Now the city is gone. Look and despair.
The cold earth slept below. Above, the cold sky shone, and all around, with a chilling sound, from caves of ice and fields of snow, the breath of night, like death, did flow beneath the sinking moon. The wintry hedge was black, the green grass was not seen. The birds did rest on the bare thorn's breast, whose roots, beside the pathway track, had found their folds o'er many a crack, which the frost had made between. Thine eyes glowed in the glare of the moon's dying light, as a fen fire's beam on a sluggish stream gleams dimly. So the moon shone there, and it yellowed the strings of thy tangled hair that shook in the wind of night. The moon made thy lips pale, beloved. The wind made thy bosom chill. The night did shed on thy dear head its frozen dew, and thou didst lie where the bitter breath of the naked sky might visit thee at will. That was Lines, The Cold Earth Slept Below, by Percy Shelley. And before that, you were listening to Sapakanakan by Joanna Newsom. And it referenced Ozymandias at the beginning and used the Lone and Level Sands line. And I actually didn't catch on the first listen. It also references Look Upon My Works, Ye Mighty, and Despair at the end, with the lines about look and despair. It's a great song. It was new to me. I really like it. We are going to move on, unfortunately, from Ozymandias, although it's probably my favorite. And we're going to turn to a band called Hundred Waters. We're going to close out with this song today. This is a Florida band, and their song Sonnet, both the title and the lyrics to this song, are entirely from the Percy Shelley poem Sonnet, Lift Not the Painted Veil. So I'm going to read that poem to you, and then we're going to go into the song and close out on that one for the night. This is Percy Shelley with Lift Not the Painted Veil. It's going to sound weird because I'm just going to say the same line again, which is the start of the poem. But here we go. Lift not the painted veil which those who live call life. Though unreal shapes be pictured there, and it but mimic all we would believe, with colors idly spread, behind lurk fear and hope, twin destinies, who ever weave their shadows o'er the chasm, sightless and drear. I knew one who had lifted it. He sought, for his lost heart was tender, things to love, but found them not, alas, nor was there aught the world contains the which he could approve. through the unheeding many-heeded move, a splendor among shadows, a bright blot upon this gloomy scene, a spirit that strove for truth, and like the preacher, found it not. You've been listening to The Underword with Gavin Smith. Thanks for tuning in to our episode on Percy Shelley. That was Lift Not the Painted Veil. And we're going to close out with Hundred Waters and their interpretation of that poem in a song of the same name. I hope you enjoy. Have yourselves a good night.
His lost heart was tender.